Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, hello, hello again, folks. It is Joan Matthews coming to you live on Blog Talk Radio, and it is November 18, 2020, and I greet every one of you in the name of our Lord and Savior, Yeshua HaMashiach, and knowing full well that we are truly living in the last days. We are living in the days of Sodom and Gomorrah. We are living in the days of Noah. Yeshua said that as in the days of Noah, so it shall be in the end. As in the days of Sodom and Gomorrah, so it shall be in the end. And so we are truly and definitely living in these perilous times. The Lord also spoke and said that in Isaiah, he said, darkness shall cover the earth and gross darkness the people. We have never been in history in such darkness as we are today, as we are in these times that we are living in. Darkness shall cover the earth. If I can bring this up. And gross darkness to people. The people are so living in darkness. I'm just trying to bring up the scripture. Where Isaiah chapter the 60th chapter and verse 2. I'm just going to read from verse 1. Arise, shine, for your light is come, and the glory of the Lord is risen upon thee. For behold, the darkness shall cover the earth, and gross darkness the people. But the Lord shall rise upon its thee, and his glory shall be seen upon thee. Talking about the church, the bride, the woman. And so we are living in these days where there is so much darkness in the world. There is so much gross darkness. Grossness, evil beyond our imagination. Darkness in the religion, in the churches where there is so much abuse and so much lies. So many of these preachers are just there for the money. It's just business for them, unfortunately. And unfortunately, the people that are gathering around these people, the gross darkness have covered the people's hearts and minds. And they have eyes to see and cannot see, and ears to hear and cannot hear, and a heart that cannot discern. I know that I've been told, you're so harsh. You have to meet people where they are at. I'm like, what? You have to tell people the truth. You have to open the eyes of, literally pry the eyes of some of these people open. Because their eyes are wide shut. And so, you can't baby people. You can't baby grown people. There are some that are Christians that are just so, they just want to suck on milk. They just want to suck milk all their lives, and they don't want the hard meat. They don't want to eat the meat of the Word of God and to really delve into the depths of the Word of God. They don't want to walk in the depths of the water, like Peter. Peter said, Lord, when Yeshua was walking on the water, and it was the sea was boisterous, or the waves were really rough, and Peter said, Lord, can I come out and meet you? And the Lord said, come on, come. And he stepped out on the water, and he was walking on the water, and as soon as he see the waves coming, he took his eyes off the Lord, and his eyes were on the world and on what's happening on the water, instead of keeping his eyes on Yeshua. And he began to sink, and he cried out, Lord, help me. And Yeshua stretched forth his hand and took him, and he said, why did you doubt? This is the same thing that we are facing in our world today, folks. We have our eyes on Messiah, on Yeshua, and everything is going nice and smooth. But then, you know, we are walking on the water. We are not sinking. Everything is hunky-dory. Everything is going smoothly. But as soon as we see the waves roaring, the chaos erupts in the world, sickness, death, pandemics, governments fighting against each other, they're trying to enforce this vaccine. We see the waves roaring, and people start sinking. Take the eyes. We cannot take our eyes off of Yeshua. We cannot take our eyes off Messiah, off our Savior. No matter how much it gets dark out there. Remember, it was kind of dark. They couldn't see Yeshua properly. And they're like, it's a ghost. And they're like, Yeshua say, it's me, it's I. And say, Lord, if it's you, bid me to come to you. And so, folks, we are living in those days where Messiah show us. We are living in that same time frame where it's a dark, dark, dark out there. Darkness shall cover the earth and gross darkness to people. Many are losing hope. Many are losing faith. Many are scared. I know that I was scared during the time when I was in the hospital, and all this COVID is going on, and I am in the hospital having this massive surgery, and my family can't even come and see me, and I can't even eat the food that they're giving me in the hospital, and because I couldn't swallow it, and I couldn't even talk. You know, hardly could talk, just barely whispering. I spent 6 days in the hospital without my family. Darkness, I got really scared. And the enemy comes to taunt. The enemy comes to derail and to derail and to belittle you and to cause you to lose hope. And I heard, you have been defeated. And I said, I know who you are. I am not defeated. Yeshua died that I might have life. As I said, I am victorious in Jesus Christ, in Yeshua HaMashiach. Get thee behind me, Satan. We are living in the times. Those times, in these dark times, darkness shall cover the earth and gross darkness sweep, but the sea and the waves are roaring around us. The sea and the waves roaring. Doesn't have to be the literal sea, because Yeshua, when he walked the earth, when he spoke, he uses earthly things to speak of spiritual things. it doesn't have to be the literal sea and the waves rolling. It could be the sea and the wave. You know, in the Bible, the seas or the waters represent people, nations, and language. And the waves represent chaos, you know, boisterous. The waves, you know, disruption, chaos, and turmoil. So we see the sea and the waves rolling. The people are scared. The people are upset. The people are lonely. We are in some dark days. I just had an employee meeting today, and you know, there was a lot of tears on that meeting because, you know, one of my coworkers, you know, she's hospitalized for the COVID, and even though we've been working from home, and you know, I know she, you know, you have people coming and going in your homes, and you have to be very careful, and she has underlying conditions, and so. And she's really scared. And then another co-worker, she started talking about the loneliness, being in, you know, together, being, you know, by herself and stuff. And then she started crying, you know, she can't get to visit her families and, you know, and what's not. But so there is, it's a lot, and we have to be strong in Christ. We cannot take our eyes off Messiah. We cannot take our eyes off our Savior. He holds the whole universe in the palm of his hand. I remember asking the Father, I said, Father, show me how you want me to see you. Show me how you desire for me to see you. And the Lord showed me himself sitting, like in a sitting position, and his hand outstretched. And in his hand, in his right hand, there was like a grain of sand, it was given to my understanding, was the universe. So the Lord held, is holding the universe as a grain of sand. It's like a grain of sand in the palm of his hand. Just imagine that. Mike, even though the Lord showed me, like in a vision, it's like I can't, you know, it's hard to wrap one's mind around anyone holding a cow in the palm of their hands, much less the universe. God is awesome. Our God is awesome. He's an awesome God. He's a good God. He's a powerful God. He's an amazing God. And we have to put our trust in him. We can't keep looking at the waves rolling around us. We can't look at the blackness and the darkness that's in the world. Darkness shall cover the earth, and gross darkness the people. The people's minds are cut grossly dark in these turbulent times that we are living in. But greater is he that is in us than he that is in the world. Okay, so there's only one chapter in Jude, so verse 10. But these speak of evil things which they know not. But what they know naturally as brute beasts, in those things they corrupt themselves. So Jude is saying here that these people, these beings, be it that they are in human flesh or they are the powers and principalities in the heavenly spaces, or they can be right here on earth walking among us in human flesh. The world leaders, they speak evil of those which they know not. But what they know naturally as brute beasts, because these beings in walking around in human flesh, you know, in Daniel chapter 2 tells us they shall mingle themselves with the seed of men. And then the Lord showed us in the parable of the wheat and the tares that that they're growing up among us. They look like us. They act like us. They're like us, but they're not us. They're not of us. They're not of the Father. They have their father, the devil. But why do you think the Most High sent the children of Israel to kill all the Hittite nation, the Amorites, the Perizzites, the Canaanites, and all the, I think there were 10 nations. There were 10, the Goshoites. There were 10 Hittite nations. And the Lord sent the children of Israel to destroy these people. When Joshua and them came back with the news, they said that these people, they were so huge that they themselves looked like grasshoppers to them. And when David killed Goliath, Goliath was a giant. And Gog, the king Og, was a giant. He was a giant. And his people were giants. So there were giants walking in the earth, even in the days of the children of Israel. But now we can't see the physical giant, but they are here spiritually. The enemy have managed to manipulate the genome to cut down on the size of these giants, but they are here. They are living among us. They've been, well, what do you hear? What do you think about all these abductions where women are being abducted and they come back and they're pregnant and they all of a sudden they are abducted again and their baby is gone and then we see a lot of, you know, these people just spring up overnight with all this knowledge, with all this wisdom, with all this understanding into technology and all these things, and they become rich overnight and these are the offsprings of the wicked ones. They are not giant in stature, but they're giant in power and in might and in technology and whatnot. And so we are living in the days of Noah. In the days of Noah, there were giants. There were fallen angels mating with the daughters of men. In the days of Sodom and Gomorrah, there were men sleeping around with men. And when Lot was, when the angels came to usher Lot and his family out of Sodom, and they went into Lot's house, the men of Sodom came breaking down Lot's door, saying, "Send the men out to us so we can know them. We know they're in there. Send them out so we can know them." You think these men wanted to know, to have a relationship with them and to hear about God? No, they wanted to have sex with these angels. They didn't know they were angels. They thought they were just mere mortals. And they were so persistent that the angels pushed their hand outside because Lot was there negotiating with these men of Sodom. He was telling them, "Leave these men alone. They are my guests. I have 2 daughters in my house. They have never known a man in their life. And you can have them. You can do whatever you will, but don't, you know, touch these men." And they're like, "We don't want your daughters. We want the men." And, you know, the angels send out their hands and grab Lot and then strike the men with blindness. And they still were groping around trying to find the men. So we see here, trying to find the angels. So we see here the days of Noah and the days of Sodom and Gomorrah. These speak evil things. Verse 10, of which things they know not, but that which they know naturally as brute beasts, in those things they corrupt themselves. So they are speaking evil of the good things of God, of the righteousness of God, and they bring in laws, upholding and encouraging evil and wickedness and abominable acts. Abortions, homosexuals, you know, homosexuality, murder, in so many ways, to vaccine, to the food, to the water. They manipulate the creation of the Most High God, the plants, the fruits, the vegetables. They trying to take out the seed out of all the fruits and vegetables. It's a dark world. It's a dark world, folks. Oh, my God, we have to pray without ceasing. And the darkness is so thick and so heavy around us. And that's why people are so evil. Because, you know, if you don't have the Holy Spirit abiding in us, then there are other spirits that will control you. If the Holy Spirit is not the one controlling your life, and it's the pilot and the head of your heart and of your bun and of your home, then another spirit will. Or spirits will. Verse 11, warn to them, for they have gone the way of Cain and run greedily after the error of Balaam for a reward, and perish in the gainsaying of Korah. So we have these. Lord is saying, warn to them, for they have gone the way of Cain. You know, and these are not, you know, just so-called Christians, but leaders and rulers and people in authority. They have gone the way of Cain. Murder. Cain was a murderer. The Bible says Cain was a murderer from the beginning. And he was a murderer, and he didn't obey the rules, the laws of the Most High God. The Lord asked for a sacrifice for atonement of sin. Cain instead brought the fruit of his hand. He brought the produce from his garden instead of, like, Abel, who brought a baby lamb as a sacrifice. So they're murderers and run greedily after the error of Balaam for reward. So many people are doing things for reward. They run greedily after the error of Balaam. So all of this COVID and flu and all these vaccines that they have been developing for all these diverse diseases and all these vaccines, they're giving these poor young babies that just born that doesn't even have an immune system yet. They run greedily for reward. They develop all this vaccine, not to help us. It's like speaking out of both sides of your mouth. It's like, it's like the plain, you know, lying in plain sight. You want to kill babies from the womb, abort babies by the thousands, but then you want to save people, these same babies, by giving them these vaccines and enforcing these vaccines and enforcing, you want to kill babies. But if somebody decides to bring their babies, you want to enforce these vaccines on these babies and this pandemic. This is these powers in authority, these powers that should not be, that are bringing in, you know, these damnable laws and rules. And it's all about money, and it's all about death and killing. It's all about killing the seed of the Most High God. And now the enemy, he's not just killing the seed. He's killing anyone and anything that gets in his way. Just like back in the day when Pharaoh was killing all the male babies in the house of Israel. And that was the work of Satan. They knew what they were doing from day one. The male babies, the male were always a threat to the enemy. Just like they're trying to kill out the males and all the blacks by pumping poison into their body, experimenting on them. When they get to be adults, they kill them in the street, lynch them, you know. And then Herod tried to kill Messiah by killing all the male babies from 2 years down. The enemy's trying to kill the seed of God. Trying to kill the seed, not only physically the male in the house of Israel, which is Israel is black, but they're trying to kill the seed in the plants, animals, fruits, vegetables. And they're doing that while they make money off of the populace. And they run greedily after the arrow of Balaam and for reward and perish in the gainsaying of Korah. Perish in the gainsaying of Korah. So who is Korah? Korah was the ringleader of the rebellion in which other people joined him. He was in the rebel against Moses and Aaron, affecting the priesthood. So this is rebellion against God. Man has rebelled against God. The fallen angels have already rebelled against God. They know that there is no way getting back into the kingdom of heaven, and they're going to make sure that you and I don't get back there. They're going to try and take down as much as they possibly can. And we can't let that happen, folks. We have to break through. We have to fight through. We have to fight through the darkness. We have to break through the darkness. We have to cry out and bawl out and ask the Lord for help. Seek and you shall find, and ask and it shall be given unto you. Verse 12, these are spots in their feet of charity when they feast with you. Feeding himself without fear. Clouds they are without water, carried about of winds. Trees whose fruit withered, without fruit, twice dead, plucked up by the root. These are spots in your feet when they feast with you. So these people, these henchmen, I call them Satan's disciples, these so-called men of God, when they come to talk with you, when they sit around the table with you, the Bible is saying they have spots in the feast of charity when they feast with you, feeding themselves without fear. They come and they speak sweet words. They come on the TV and they speak sweet words. They come on the airwaves and in government and in churches in the scientific community and in white coats, and they speak smooth things to us, feeding themselves without fear, feeding off of your fear, feeding off of your whatever little money you have, feeding off of your insecurity in the Lord. And many, many are looking towards science. All you can hear on TV now is science, 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 science. Science is being promoted on the airwaves over God. You don't hear them call God's name on the TV or on the airwaves. You don't hear the Most High God name being called. You don't hear that our immune system is supposed to fight against these things, because the Lord, the Most High God, create our immune system to fight against these things. And he gave us the herbs of the field for the healing of the body. but you're not hearing these things. You're not hearing the pastors coming out and talking against these things. No, sorry, Bob. All you're hearing is science. Oh, science. Oh, science. Oh, science. Oh, vaccine. Oh, science. Oh, vaccine. And they're rubbing the fear in the people's face. They're rubbing it in. They're rubbing it in morning, noon, and night, day after day, night after night. And then people are being so brainwashed into believing these things. And not, we have to pray for our families. We have to pray so much for our families to be strong in these days, to not to fall. Not to take every wind of doctrine, say, feeding themselves with a fear, clouds they are without water, carried about of wind. So they have all these things to say, but they have no bearing, it have no weight. Carried about of wind. So every wind of doctrine, everything that you hear, spill out on the airways. People are carried away by these lies. Trees whose fruit withered without fruit, twice they're plucked up by the roots. These so-called fallen angels who left their first estate, some of them are in the human flesh and some of them are ruling the elite, the governments of this world behind the scenes. And the scripture is telling us here, they are trees whose fruit, who have no fruit, their fruit is withered, they have no fruit, no life inside of them, no eternal fruit, it's dead. Twice dead, plucked up by the root. These beings are twice dead, plucked up by the root. What does it mean that they're twice dead? They're dead physically and they're dead spiritually because there is no hope for them. So now they're in the physical body. They're in the physical body, but they will die a physical death. And their soul is lost, so they're going to die a spiritual dead too. So twice dead, plucked up by the root. Oh God, I lost some. Okay. So we have these people, these wandering stars, these clouds without water, running the world, ruling the world. And folks, I'm talking about, I'm not only talking about religion. I'm not only talking about church, you know, Christians. I'm talking about the whole setup of the human agenda. The whole setup of the agenda of the wicked one. Twice dead, plucked up by the root. Raging waves of the sea, foaming out their own shame. Wandering stars to whom is reserved the blackness of darkness forever. So these beings are wandering stars. Raging waves of the sea, foaming out their own shame. This is what's happening in the world. Evil beyond evil, blackness, darkness. Foaming out their own shame, their own wickedness upon mankind. And Enoch also, the seventh from Adam, prophesied of these, saying, behold, the Lord cometh with 10,000 of his saints. So you see, the book of Enoch was taken out of the Bible. It wasn't included in the Holy Bible. Because the book of Enoch tells of these beings. The book of Enoch tells the whole story well, not the whole story, but for us, this is the whole story. It tells the story of what happened, literally what happened during the days of Noah and during before Noah. What happened with the fallen angels? Because we still have preachers still preaching that the sons of God were. And so when in Genesis 6, when the sons of God came in into the daughters of men, and they had giants. They had children by them, and there are still men out there preaching that the sons of God are men. Why wouldn't it say the sons of men? Then why wouldn't it say the sons of God came in unto the daughters of God? Because if these men were earth men, and if these men were earth men, and the ladies were earth ladies, well, the Bible should have said the sons of men come in unto the daughters of men, which was normal, which was natural. But to say the sons of God came in unto the daughters of men, and the sons of God were actually men, no, well, what's the story all about? What difference, you know? Isn't it normal for earth men to marry earth women? Think about it. But the sons of God are actually fallen angels. These angels that if you read the book of Enoch, you will get the whole story. And the Lord is going to come back with 10,000 of his angels to execute judgment upon these wicked reprobate bastards. Verse 15. Oh, yeah. Verse 15. The Lord, Enoch prophesied of these, saying, behold, the Lord cometh with 10,000 of his saints to execute judgment upon all, and to convince all that are ungodly among them of all their ungodly deeds. So the Lord God literally have to come down upon this earth to convince these reprobate bastards, to convince them that they are ungodly. Because right now, these people don't think that they are ungodly. They go about upholding, promoting, encouraging evil deeds, evil ways in the world and in men, encouraging murder, encouraging homosexuality, encouraging abortions, encouraging all these things, and they don't think that they're doing anything wrong. They think that they're doing a favor to you. The Lord is saying that he's coming back to execute judgment upon all and to convince all that are ungodly among them of all their ungodly deeds, which they have ungodly committed, and all of their hard speeches, which ungodly sinners have spoken against him. So these ungodly sinners have spoken harsh things against the Most High God, and the Lord literally has to come from heaven to convince them that you are wicked and evil, that you are ungodly. These are murmurers. They're murmuring. They're saying and doing things that is ungodly, and they don't want to hear otherwise. These are murmurers, complainers, walking after their own lust, and their mouth speaking great swelling words, having men's person in admiration because of their self advantage. Some of these men are murmurers and complainers. They're walking after their own lust, and their mouth speaking great swelling words. One such example is the Pope of Rome and these cardinals. They have, and it says here, they speak great swelling words, having men's person in admiration because of advantage. So these people, these men, such as Barack Obama and them, and Trump and the Pope and Biden and the world leaders, because they have advantage, they're on a high plane, they're on a high platform of power in the world, and because of advantage, of disadvantage, they are men, please. People You know, people worship them. People admire them, having men's person and admiration because of advantage. And they're liars and murderers and thieves. It's verse 17 said, "But beloved, remember ye the words which were spoken before of the apostles of our Lord Jesus Christ, how that they told you there shall be mockers in the last time who shall walk after their own ungodly lust." And we see here how they're mocking the Most High God, how Barack Obama mocked God, how Biden and Trump and them, and how all these world leaders and the Pope and the Catholic Church, not every parish, you know, but the leaders, how they're mocking the Most High God, walking after their own lust and after their own flesh. "These be they which separate themselves. They're sensual and having not the Spirit of God, but they do have another spirit. But you behold, building up yourselves on your most holy faith, praying in the Holy Ghost, keep yourself in the love of God, looking for the mercy of our Lord Jesus Christ unto eternal life." And he's saying that some have compassion, make a difference. Right now, I take compassion on those of you out there who are suffering from an identity crisis. You don't know who you are. You don't know what's going on in your body. You don't know whether you're a boy or a girl, or whether why these feelings. It's the lust. It's the lust of the enemy. It's demons and devils are putting these lusts in you based on family, based on the environment, based on what's happening in the world, based on who you're hanging out with, based on what you're reading, based on what you're looking at, and based on what you're listening to. And just you just need to turn these things off and turn to the Lord and lock yourself in your room and just start talking to God. And if you're struggling with self-identity, and just start talking to the Lord and ask him to help you and to show you and to remove these thoughts from you, and just repent and give yourself to the Lord, and you will be healed. You will be at peace, and you will know that you are who God created you to be. You know what you were born with. So we have to have compassion. These people making a difference, and just, you know, encourage you guys. And others save with fear. So we're saying that some people you have to save with fear, pulling them out of the fire, hating even the garment spotted by the flesh. So we have this garment, which is the flesh, because the flesh is the house that our spirit lives in, that we live in. When the Bible tells us that Adam and Eve were clothed, you know, God, you know, skins of coat of skins, meaning that we this is a garment that we were covered with when we sin as angels. You know, we are part of the one third of the angels that fell from heaven, and when we sin, God brought us in. He gave us coat of skins. He put on flesh upon us, and the Bible tells us in Hebrew. Let me see here. The Lord God said in Hebrew chapter 2, verse 14, "For as much then as the children are partakers of the flesh," the children, what children? The children of God, the fallen angels, are partaking of flesh and blood. "He also himself took part of the same, that through death he might destroy him that have power over death." The power of death, that is the devil. So, folks, I tell you, the coming of the Lord is near. Repent. 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 There is tomorrow. There's no tomorrow promised to none of us. We have to give our heart, our mind, our soul, and our body in these dark days so that the light that the Lord God put in us when you brought us here on this earth, that that light may shine to the darkness, and that we may be that beacon on a hill that our others may come to. I love you, guys in Christ. Be safe, be strong in the Lord. And your hope is in the Lord, not in man. Your hope is in Yeshua, not in scientists. I love you all in Christ. Stay in the arms of Christ. Amen.